Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hello, hello.
Hi, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. We were just talking about accents and you just gave us a really strong one.
I did, just yeah. There?
How are you?
Oh, how are you? How are you? I know, we were talking about we're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Could you tell?
You're from Long Island.
But me. I was born in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Born in Brooklyn. Anyway, yeah, I mean, you have to really try to get rid of the accent.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you grew up here. You're such an LA boy.
I have no accent. I love it. I mean, I have an LA accent, but it's
very it's
very
like
neutral.
No accent.
Yeah.
Very neutral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not distracting.
Yeah.
I love when people are like, I love New York accents. And I'm like, ew. I don't love them. Do you love them?
I love the Philadelphia accent, but I also, there's a couple of TV shows where they like lean hard into it and you listen to it and it's like a caricature
of
it.
Right, it sounds
fake.
Yeah. I don't like when it's fake.
Philly's weird though, because you guys have, I mean, I guess it's the same for New York. You guys, there's like three different accents.
Mm-hmm. Northeast.
Like, yeah. What they call it, the Philly Delco, which is that TV show we're watching, Task.
Yeah, but my favorite thing is there's one person in particular, I forgot her name. She's British and she was in the King of Staten Island. She played the girlfriend and she's on the morning show.
She's amazing.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She plays Claire on the morning show.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She did New York spot on. I literally watched that movie and thought, oh, they found some girl from Staten Island, an unknown.
Yeah.
And she's British,
like,
right?
She's British and like super famous. I'm just dumb. And she's so good. She's good on the morning show, which is, by the way, wow.
Oh, yeah. Let's not give too much away.
It's so good.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk more about that later. So this episode is a spotted at TJ Maxx and Home Goods, by the way, same company.
Yeah. Marshall's and too.
Did you go to Marshall's?
I didn't go to Marshall's because that's all the way down there in Tarzana.
Okay.
And you didn't need to. You got so many things.
Yeah.
Actually, Marshall's is in Encino, just saying.
That's even further.
I know. Yeah. So wait, I am that person that literally will go to TJ Maxx and wait in line. And as I'm going through the checkout line, pick up all the snacks and buy them.
So they have an actual snack section in the very way back.
Some of them have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's where I went for both TJ and HomeGood.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't even looked at this, so I can't wait to jump in, and I am hungry.
Cool.
But I have a feeling there's going to be nothing hot, which kind of bums me out.
No, nothing hot, all snacks.
We could heat up some crackers.
All right. Well, before we jump in, we have anything?
Yes. All right, this is going to be short because we have like 14 food finds to try. Big news from Yasso, the Greek yogurt bar. They have a new product called Yasso Spoonables. So it's a pint-sized version, not like pint-sized, like, you know, you call someone pint-sized, like an actual pint size of the yogurt bar. So it's...
Wait, this is the first pint scoopable Yasso?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
So it's a 14-ounce container and they come in five flavors, chocolate chip cookie dough, fudge brownie, coffee chip and cookies and cream. Each pint contains 400 calories and 19 grams of protein, and they're only available at Target right now, but I'm sure they're going to be everywhere at some point soon.
And you don't have them?
I don't have them, no.
Wow. Oh, I'm excited about that. That's a good one. That's like a big deal.
Yeah.
Not only that, I'm looking on their website and the actual container has a heart on it that said, love it or it's free.
Wow.
Whoa.
They're really committing to that money back guarantee.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really leaning into
sold.
So the next time we do a Target haul or just a spot it on shelves haul, if we can get our hands on it, I will definitely bring it in and we'll do it.
Excellent.
Cool.
All right, let's jump right in. First up, are we doing it like in order of like the store?
Yeah, so the first group is Home Goods.
Okay. This is a Home Goods item. It's from our friends at Terrapin Ridge. Oh, Terrapin Ridge Farms. I didn't know what a terrapin was. It's a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Jalapeno cheddar, cornbread, gourmet crackers.
Here's
I love Terrapin Ridge so much. I order so much stuff from them. And I love cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
So much. I love everything. I don't love turtles, but
have you met a turtle?
Have I met a turtle?
Yeah.
I used to own turtles.
Really?
Wait, so when I was a kid, I had a turtle. Fine, great. But then as an adult, we thought it would be cool to like build a waterfall in our house, like in our little atrium area at our last house.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. And we bought these two turtles. They were the meanest things in the world.
What were their names?
I don't even think they had names.
Did they snap?
No wonder they were mean.
They were they were so mean we didn't even name them. We would walk outside and then they would go.
Wow.
They would hiss at us and then jump in the water. We gave them back.
Oh.
Anyway, let's eat.
Okay.
Mmm.
Wow, wow.
Taking these.
Yeah. Here's the box.
Mmm.
Wow.
Eight crackers? A serving?
Mm-hmm.
These are delicious.
It kind of to me just tastes like an amazing buttery cracker. Oh, there's the jalapeno heat. Yeah, there it comes.
Yeah. There's some heat and it's like sweet.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with these.
No, they're delicious. I would eat them day and night.
I believe from Terrapin we got a jam of some sort. That would be great with that jam.
Oh, yes. Yes, it would.
I got a lot of their jams and spreads.
Oh. Wait, I think this is funny. The last two ingredients are sea salt and topping salt. What's the difference between a topping salt and a mix-in salt?
I don't know. One comes from the sea. And one goes on top.
Maybe the topping salts are thicker, like not as coarse.
So thinner.
Thinner, yeah. I don't know.
Well,
oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
I'll tell you things. About eight crackers, 130 calories, 5 grams of fat, 290 milligrams sodium, which is not bad at all, 3 grams of protein. These sound amazing. Terrapin Ridge Farms Cooking Redefined. Jalapeno cheddar cornbread gourmet crackers. They also come in everything. Cinnamon. Roasted garlic and rosemary. And sea salt.
They actually did have the roasted garlic and rosemary.
You knew better.
And I knew not to get it.
Good, I hate rosemary. She's horrible.
You can get these at select retailers, on the brand's website, and on Amazon.
And at TJ Maxx.
Yes.
Apparently. But there's no guarantees.
No, wait. HomeGoods.
Oh, sorry. HomeGoods.
Yeah, we're in HomeGoods now.
I would like to try the cinnamon ones, but maybe next time. Okay, next up we have Austin Pretzel Co. in Kickin' Korean Barbecue. You know pretzels are like my thing.
We do know.
I saw this and look at the packaging and I looked at it. I'm like, yep, this is something Lisa's going to love.
Wow. Korean barbecue.
But you're sometimes a purist.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I am always a purist. But these are incredible.
Yeah. Come on now. Wow. It's aptly named. Kickin' Korean Barbecue.
Definitely has some heat.
That is one of the best pretzels
ever. I agree. So much better than like Dots. Like, I'm not a big Dots fan. To me, Dots feels like pretzels with like scratch and sniff sticker butter on it.
The honey mustard is excellent. Well, okay, so here's something else we haven't talked about with both Home Goods and TJ Maxx. These are really well priced. Like, this feels like a very gourmet snack that would easily be $7.99, $8.99, $4.99.
Whoa, I'll take it.
Yeah, and yeah,
literally, I'm going to take this.
And I think you can see the original price.
Yeah,
right?
Well, it says compare at $6.50, which even that is not a lot for this. This is six servings.
Delish.
Each ounce of the pretzels has 130 calories, 3 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein. That is delectable. It's a Texas original. Wait. Austin Pretzel Co. Kickin' Korean Barbecue.
Wait, look at the other flavors.
Oh boy. What are they?
Jalapeno queso.
Oh, wow.
Salted creme brulee.
Whoa.
Southern roasted pecan.
Whoa.
And sweet vanilla bean. I want to try all of them.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Are they on Amazon?
They are at select retailers, on the brand's website, and on Amazon.
Let's get
Austin
them.
Pretzel
Co. Yeah, we'll have to look for them.
Is there a variety pack? I want them.
Oh, wait. Hold the phone.
They have individual servings.
They also make popped corn crisps in Mexican street corn.
What?
Oh, wow.
And then popped potato crisps in original barbecue and sour cream and onion.
Wait.
And there is a sweet and salty toffee pack.
You're going too fast.
There's a lot happening.
We have to order a lot of those things.
Yeah. But there is a sweet and savory pack and a sweet and salty pack.
I want to try the street corn situation.
Yeah. Call us, Austin.
Okay. Next up, 180 degrees smart snacks, skinny rice bar with almonds and blueberries. Oh, I know these.
You know this brand?
My mom is obsessed with these.
Should we split one or should we just each take one? Because only 70 calories.
I mean, we can each take one and evaluate. We don't have to finish it.
Yeah. I don't want to waste. Let's share one and then.
Oh, Mike. Fine. You know, these are like
easily breakable too.
It's like rice. It's like rice cereal with like stuff in it, suspended in it. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's like puffed cereal.
Yeah. Like puffed rice.
It's so interesting. It says at just 70 calories, one skinny bar has about 1/4 the calories of a typical energy bar. If you're feeling extra hungry, eat four.
Ah!
That's great.
Those are amazing.
It's fun. You know, they taste very, like, almost like fake blueberry. But they're fun.
But, like,
crunchy.
I get those, like, rice ball, those like, mm-hmm. rolls, whatever they're called.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me
of. And they're usually kind of plain. Like, with the flavor in there, it makes them, and the almonds makes it a little mm-hmm. bit better.
Yeah, my mom likes those rice things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give very low sugar, too.
Yeah.
I mean, these are, so, these are very light. When you think about an energy bar, it's usually like 56 grams, something like that. This is 17 grams. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, it's not like you're getting this dense.
Well, that's what you need for, Jamie.
Exactly.
Wait, how much
if
protein?
You're extra hungry. 1 gram. Mm. 1 gram of protein, 70 calories, only 4 grams sugar, which is pretty great. Okay. And I bet these come in a few different flavors. This one is the Smart 180 degree snacks, skinny rice bar in almonds and blueberries. I bet there's some other options. Oh, look, there they are right in front of me. Cranberries and almonds and cinnamon, and almonds, fig, and apples.
Yum.
Yum.
That sounds pretty good. I would probably like all the other flavors. Mm-hmm. And I like that they're 70 calories because it's a little bit like, it's slightly sweet. So mm-hmm. it would just kick that craving for something
yeah.
sweet.
Yeah. Mm.
And these are available on the brand's website, Amazon, and other online retailers. And again, we're in the home goods section of the podcast right now.
Great. Next up from home goods, Jody's Gourmet Popcorn, Simply Thin Popcorn in Hot Honey. Simply Thin Popcorn. What is that? Is the popcorn itself thin?
I think that's like the sub-brand. It's the subtitle.
Okay. It's Jody's Simply Thin Popcorn and Hot Honey. I like the idea of Hot Honey popcorn.
I like a lot of the popcorns I've been trying lately have been like candy-coated.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of like a flavor. Oh,
yeah, there's the heat, but I don't really taste in it. Like any right. flavor.
It just feels like it's spicy. Well,
that's spicy.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I'm not getting so much honey. But it is good.
Mm-hmm. It's-
there was I did see, I know there's a bunch of others. I saw the cheddar version there, but I thought this was just a little bit more interesting.
Unique.
Yeah.
The nice. Heat is hitting me, though, mm-hmm, in the end, mm-hmm. the habanero. Mm-hmm. Other flavors include black truffle, kettle corn, cheddar, white cheddar, chili lime. No heavy oils or additives, non-GMO popcorn, clean ingredients, and... what else can I tell you? It's at Target, Walmart, Amazon. It's Jody's Gourmet Popcorn, Simply Thin Popcorn. And this was the hot honey.
And how many calories is serving? You might have said it, but I missed it.
Oh, I think it says 150.
Oh, okay.
No, it's 86 calories per cup.
Oh.
So you get 1 3/4 cups for 150 calories, 9 grams of fat, 3 grams of fiber, 2 grams of protein. Okay.
Yeah, it's all, the heat is like a little...
it's a little too much for me.
Yeah, it's troublesome.
Mm-hmm.
But
compare it $8, their price is
$3.99. Oh, for a fancy popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Mandy's Old Fashioned Confections, Dark Chocolate Cookie Thins.
And look at how nice that box is.
It's a nice box.
Like regal, very. Kinda.
Who's Mandy?
I mean, we know a Mandy, but I don't think it's the same Mandy that we know.
My mom had a dog named Mandy.
So did Barry Manilow.
Wait, Mandy was about a dog?
Yeah,
no, it wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
About his dog?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. We used to sing that to Mandy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about his dog.
I didn't. Oh, you came and you gave without taking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I sent, but you, I sent away. You away. Yeah. Oh, Mandy.
You sent her away?
I think he had to.
To the farm.
Let her go.
Oh.
I think,
okay.
Maybe.
All right. Well, let
like,
me let, eat
you
this.
Know, at the end. Yeah.
Mandy
was older.
We got it.
Farm.
Thin and crispy with a sprinkle of sugar.
Those are so much better than Trader Joe's ones.
Yeah,
that we've tried.
You know, I want to use these for my dirt and worms parfaits.
These are, you're making like the little old school Halloween dessert.
Yeah,
pudding, gummy bears.
This is airing way after, right?
Oh yeah, that's you're just really planning ahead for next year.
I'm planning ahead for next year. Yeah, no, these are would be great to crush.
Wow, those are so good.
You get 10 of them. Wait, this is unreal. Each of those has only 15 calories.
Mm.
10 of them for 150 calories, 7 grams of fat, 8 grams of sugar, 1 gram of protein. It's Mandy's Old Fashioned Confections, Dark Chocolate Cookie Thins. They also come in Zesty Lemon, Crispy Coconut, and Simply Sugar. They're at select retailers such as Home Goods on Amazon and other online retailers.
I mean, I love these. I think I want these too. I'm taking everything home.
Yeah, this is a very Lisa-friendly haul.
It really is. What am I going to do with myself? I'm so excited.
But wait, there's more. You might fall in love with something else.
Here's another cookie. Toto Cinnamon Roll Ooey Gooey Cookie.
Oh, yeah. Remember these?
We had the pumpkin one during the pumpkin haul.
Oh, the Toto cookie is incredible. You know, my friend who makes cookies, like he's about to launch a cookie brand like this, like a protein cookie. He said Toto is the best. So
this smells so good. Smell it before you take it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Whoa. We need Jamie. Mm-hmm. We need to know everything. Oh, it's okay. Half a cookie.
Half a cookie. But how big would you describe that cookie to be?
Big enough to eat the whole cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but half a cookie is 32 grams. So that's like, you know, two of those crispy snacks.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, tell me everything about what's in here.
Okay. So we are looking at a cinnamon roll ooey gooey cookie. It's packed with superfoods. It's gluten, dairy, and soy free. No seed oils, which is something that's become increasingly important to people. It's made with whole food ingredients, pea protein, organic coconut sugar, and superfoods.
Whoa.
And here's the thing is like, so it's $2.50 for the whole cookie, but if I'm on a travel day and I got to eat a quick breakfast, I know it's a cookie, but still.
Right.
That's perfect. Like that's big enough. It'll make me full until lunchtime, or at least until snack time on the plane, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so half of one has 130 calories, 6 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein. So Mike, even if you ate the whole thing, it's only 8 grams of protein. I like a little more protein if I'm doing it as like a mini meal replacement.
So you get one of those,
just eat some egg whites.
Yeah, yeah, there you
and
go.
Cookie.
Or get
there
a beef stick and
breakfast of champions. Yeah. The other flavors sound just as incredible. Birthday cakes, s'mores.
Whoa.
Yeah. These are.
You found this at Home Goods?
Home Goods.
Wait, let me see the back of the box. I like to look at the prices again. I think this one might have been a little more. So it says compare at $10, but this is only $7.99.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. It's Toto. Is it Toto and or Toto's? Toto.
Is it 5 cookies or 4 cookies in there?
4.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, what is that? $2 a cookie? Is that right? Is my mathing? Is my mathing?
Mm-hmm. It's your mathing. That's good.
With love Worth and it. Cookies. I like that signature. I wonder if she does that in all her emails. With love and, cookies. Sydney. Cute. Toto Cinnamon Roll Ooey Gooey Cookie. It's at select retailers, on the brand website, and on Amazon. It's so nice to see how many of these are on Amazon. Mike, what you are holding is frightening me.
Okay, let me preface this. I won't give it away until Lisa does, but I was walking through. This was one of the checkout aisle, and it was like a 30-minute line. You know, it was not me. Okay, maybe it was a 15-minute line, and it was staring at me the whole time. And at the very end, I'm like, I'm just grabbing it because I think Lisa's gonna think it's unique.
All right, well, I'm looking at it and it looks green. So it's Gotta Be Sweet by Amy B. Pickle Cotton Candy.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Look, you know what? You had to buy this because look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd take a photo with it.
Yeah. It's like half the size of Lisa.
It's very tall. It is. And I'm not a cotton candy person. Are you?
Yeah.
I do not.
No, I used to, but not anymore because I don't like that it just melts in your mouth.
It's just sugar.
Yeah.
It's just sugar. Yeah.
Do you ever see, it's like a horrible trend where you give your kid a piece of cotton candy and you tell them to rinse it and you put water in front of them and you say, just rinse it. And then it disappears and they cry. It's like, I hate that.
I've not seen it.
Ooh, it smells interesting. Funny.
Well, it's got to be sweet.
It smells like sweet pickle.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
It's great.
Mike loves it.
That is so good.
If you like cotton candy, I think you'll like it.
Wow.
And it's like,
it looks like you took a Dr. Seuss character and like stuffed it into a cylindrical jar.
Yeah. Or yeah, it needs like little googly eyes all around there. Mm.
Well,
I think Mike likes it a little more than I do. I think I need a pretzel. But
I mean, if you're not into food dyes, this product might not exist in a year. Sugar. These are the ingredients. Sugar, artificial and natural colors and flavors. And then red number 3, yellow number 5, and blue number 1.
Red?
I know.
There's red in there? Yeah. It's like, how is it's there? Like light green. It's mint green.
That's very weird. I don't like it anymore.
I don't like it anymore. Where is it available?
Because it says primarily Home Goods.
It's available in Home Goods.
Yeah, it's pretty obscure. But
it's on Amazon or no?
No, the only thing. Oh, wait.
I see a link.
Oh, no. The link says, this could be worse. You could be trying cotton candy flavored pickles. And that is what there is a link to on Amazon. Cotton candy pickle in a pouch.
That's very funny. But you can just get these at Home Goods.
Yes. Yeah. And it's called Gotta Be Sweet by Amy B.
Who's Amy?
Amy B.
She's a cotton candy girl.
Is it local?
Let me just tell you, if the calorie counts is what you're waiting to hear to make your decision, 1 ounce has 110 calories.
But how, I mean,
how many servings?
4.5.
Oh.
Yeah, because I mean, that's so
light.
That
looks like more than 4.5 servings.
It's, for me, it would be. It would be like 30 servings because I don't like cotton candy.
And you can see the separation. Like, you know how like cotton candy is made in like little batches or like little sticks? Like you've made a fair before. Yeah. So you can see the little different,
Great.
For the bargain price of $4.99.
Nice to see you, Cotton Candy. See you never.
You know what's happening.
We're on to TJ Maxx.
Should we all sing the song?
I don't know it.
TJ Maxx.
Oh, that, yeah.
I don't know that song.
It's a, yeah, it's a commercial. TJ Maxx. I don't know. I'm not doing it well enough.
Are you a Maxinista?
I mean,
do you know what that is?
I do know the Maxinista thing. So I do know the commercials, but I don't know the song.
Wow.
I am a Maxinista sometimes. All right. First up from TJ Maxx, Clean Simple Eats Super Greens Mix in Sweet Lemon. This is, what are they, little packets?
Mm-hmm. No, it's a pouch with a scoop.
And a resealable zipper.
And it says to mix with 16 to 20 ounces. I did 18. I figure it's got stevia as the sweetener.
Okay.
Ooh, it's very green.
I have a feeling I'm not going to love this, but I don't want to be negative.
It might be good.
It's hideous.
No added sugars. Only 1 gram total sugar. Whoa.
Very sweet. I would put 20 ounces.
Okay.
Not my thing, but I could see people liking it.
Oh.
It's not, the lemon is not bad.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that. Compared to the other types of greens like this, like drinkable greens, this is pretty good. Because I think the lemon, as Jamie coughs on it,
Jamie is having trouble.
The lemon kind of like makes everything subtle.
Yeah, still a little overly sweet. And I don't know. Mm. I'm not a huge fan, but well, let's talk price. Because usually these things are very expensive.
Yeah, this is priced extremely well. It says compare at $12.50. It's only $9.99. This is 30 servings of greens.
That's
cheap. That is really good.
Yeah.
It says a daily serving of Super Greens Mix may help to cleanse and detoxify, reduce inflammation, increase vitamin and mineral intake, boost immunity, improve gut health, balance pH levels. It's only 16 calories. It has 2 grams of fiber, 1 gram of total sugar.
And it says you can mix it into like a shake or other drinks, juices.
I do like the lemon. It keeps it. It gives it like a lemonade flavor. Lemon,
right, it does. Did you talk about like how it has 13 types of greens? And
I did not.
Organic, spirulina, non-GMO, nothing artificial, gluten-free, third-party tested. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
That means who's the second party? Like, why is it always assumed that there's
third-party just means like
third
it's
person,
another,
first person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like another but of course they're going to do that. Who wouldn't test it?
Yeah.
Other flavors include cherry limeade, peachy, tropical.
Peachy. Very cool. Okay. I mean, if you like this sort of thing, it's not so bad.
Yeah. You can get it at select retailers, on the brand's website, on Amazon. Clean Simple Eats Super Greens Mix in Sweet Lemon. Oh, what are these?
Very excited about this. This is Bobo. I love Bobos. These are Bobo's banana chocolate chip oat bites.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever tried this flavor.
No, this is new. It's got a new on it and everything. But
I've never seen Bobos at TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
But these are kind of small. I didn't realize how small. They look bigger on the pot.
They're always small. They look like a big muffin on the thing. But that's my issue with Bobos.
But they're they pack a lot into that, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess. The thing about Bobos is, like, for the calories, I always want them to be bigger.
Oh, yeah. This is super, like, thick.
It's like a nugget.
Mm-hmm.
It does taste great, though.
Mm-hmm.
My sister loves Bobos. She calls it Bob's. But it's Bobo's.
Bob-O.
Wow, that's really good.
It's delicious.
It's basically like if you took like a bunch of oatmeal and just packed it together and baked it.
Yeah, it's baked oatmeal bites. Plant-based. Yeah,
they're yummy.
Plant-based, dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, vegan, all the things. One oat bite has 140 calories. Would you just, it's like between a mini muffin and almost a mini muffin, but it's bigger than that, right?
No, I think it's smaller than a mini muffin.
Really?
Yeah. It's like in between a mini muffin and a protein ball size.
Oh, I think it's okay.
No, like this is it's a very mini muffin.
Mm-hmm. I think we might be able to compare with our next.
I don't know.
140 calories, 5 grams of fat, 9 grams of sugar, 2 grams each fiber and protein. It's Bobo's banana chocolate chip oat bites.
They're so good that it might be worth it.
Yeah.
Lots of flavors available at select retailers, on the brand's website, on Amazon. I should just say that for everything. It's also on Imperfect Foods if you get those. So, Mike, maybe those will show up for us.
Yeah, I bet you they probably are. I just never saw them.
Next up, the GFB. How cool. Sounds like a band.
Yeah.
Gluten-free brothers. I'd go see them. Except I love gluten. GFB bites in dark chocolate and peanut butter.
Oh.
So these are gluten-free bites.
Wow, wow, wow. I've already smelt the bag. Wow.
You're sniffing the bag.
Wow, wow,
whoa,
wow.
Look at these. They're like little balls.
I'm going to enjoy this. I know.
You get two of these for 110 calories.
Oh, that's nice.
So 55 calories a ball. So it's like, you know, not a large ball.
Wow.
You smell incredible. I mean, it's like,
whoa.
It's mostly nuts, wouldn't you say?
It's mostly heaven.
Yeah, number one ingredient is peanuts. Mike's losing it.
I can't feel it. I can't. Wait. It tastes like something and I can't place it.
I know.
Like a candy
I know what
bar?
You mean. I know what you mean.
It tastes like a
what is it?
Payday?
No. Goodyear.
No. Oh.
It's a Goodyear.
Like a Mr. Goodbar.
Mr. Goodbar, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, because of all the peanuts. Goodyear, I'm like, it's a blimp. Mm-hmm. Tastes like, I'll be a blimp if I eat the whole bag. Yeah.
I mean, how could this not be good?
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Peanut and chocolate and peanut butter.
If you love Mr. Goodbar and you don't want to eat all those calories that are in a Goodbar, I have no idea how many calories are in a Goodbar.
And you want some protein.
This is it. Yeah.
How much protein per ball?
Well, you get two of them. Let me do it this way. You get two of them for 110 calories, 6 grams of fat, only 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of protein.
That
is delicious.
Yeah.
That really, I have nothing else to say.
But you don't feel like that's just like glorified candy bar. Like
it, oh, totally is. Mm-hmm. It totally is. But I mean, they were sitting around.
Chocolate.
They're sitting around and you're like, oh, my blood sugar is low. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll get a 55 calorie bite of deliciousness.
Yeah. Or if you want a sweet dessert after your meal.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because one
cake.
Bite is really, I mean, one, I'm satisfied with just that one bite.
Yeah, I might finish it. It's so good.
$5.99 for 10 servings for 20 balls.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
Really inexpensive.
Other flavors,
say.
We may have said this, birthday cake, dark chocolate, hazelnut, and many more. It's at select retailers, the brand website, and on Amazon. It's the GFB Bites.
All right, I have several questions.
Okay.
The GFB, the gluten-free brothers. First of all, I do want to try the birthday cake ones. What else do they do? Let's what else do they make? Out.
Well, what's interesting, too, is their website is glutenfreebar.com.
Well, they probably started with that and then didn't want to lose the...
And change the name to Gluten Free Brothers.
Or maybe they couldn't
yeah,
get
right,
it.
Yeah, right, because they had more. Kind of like,
yeah.
You know, you don't want to be just a candle company, Jamie, of all the other items. You can't
I
call
recently
it
changed
candle.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's see. They have bars, bites, oatmeal,
wow.
Sample box, custom box. Let's see what the oatmeal... Ooh, we got to try these. They're like... pouches that open up into look at this I think the pouches like open up to stand
so you put the water in there and eat out of the pouch
that's what it looks like
whoa
that's
love
cool.
It
mm-hmm.
Wait we flag that maybe we need to call the gluten-free brothers all right are we ready for the next one
we're ready
all right next up Dulzura D-U-L-Z-U-R-A, Dulzura Coconut Snack Minis.
Oh, wow.
What the heck are these? It's very,
whoa.
It's like, it's not really a descriptor of what it is. It's just a coconut snack mini.
I think it's just coconut mashed together.
What?
It's
like held together with sugar?
It's macaroon coconut.
Oh.
With cane sugar, corn syrup, coconut chips, water, coconut cream. It's coconut.
What? It's just like a coconut thing.
60 calorie
per
coconut.
Thing?
Yeah. No artificial flavors. Hmm. I mean, it looks like the inside of a
man's bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. Hard to open.
Someone was just licking off the chocolate and...
Mm-hmm. It's like
totally.
Somebody ate all the chocolate and spit out the inside. But I'm okay with that. But it's just a little sweet. Too sweet for me.
Yeah,
wow.
Each of those... Well, it's actually not crazy. Each of those has 60 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 6 grams of sugar, no protein.
So Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Dulzura has neither.
No chocolate. Yeah.
Or not, yeah. Nuts are, yeah. Chocolate, yeah. No chocolate, no nuts. Sorry.
Yeah.
I tried to
go
be
nuts.
Funny. Didn't
I
work.
Don't know how I feel about it. What do you think? I don't love
oh,
it.
Oh. I don't love it either, but I mean, I would eat it. Like, it's tasty, and I like the coconut. I'd rather have chocolate and nuts in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not like the flavor of the coconut is slightly weird.
Yeah. Mm.
Like I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah.
But okay. It's only $4.99. Dulzura Coconut Snack Minis, and you can get it at select retailers on the brand website and on Amazon.
Yeah.
I think if you think you'll like it, you might like it.
Okay, fair enough. Next up, Tidbits Chocolate Fudge Brownie Macaroons. That
I thought Tidbits
so
were the company that makes those mini meringues. You know those like teeny tiny sugar-free meringues?
I never heard of Tidbits.
Hang on.
But those sound great.
Oh, wow. These are big.
They sound great. What is one serving one macaroon?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
One piece, 80 calories.
It reminds me of those macaroons we used to have at
Passover.
So Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look at, it's like the size of the Bobos.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I bet this smells incredible.
It is like the size of the Bobos, but not as heavy.
Yeah,
like,
this looks very Passover.
Almost half the calories.
Hey, it's basically the coconut plus the chocolate that we were missing.
Yeah, those are so good.
That's yummy.
Because that's what it is. The number one ingredient is coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Egg whites, sugar.
How much protein?
1 gram. So one piece, which is like mini muffin sized, has 80 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 8 grams of sugar, 1 gram of protein.
Hmm.
What do you think?
It's good. It's a little sweet. I mean, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but I could see people loving them.
Gluten-free, dairy-free. Very cool. Sweet, moist, chewy.
Oh, I need to get something not as sweet in my mouth.
Yeah.
You've come to the wrong podcast.
Oh my goodness.
Well, just to wrap that one up, it's at select retailers and on Amazon. Tidbits chocolate fudge brownie macaroons.
Okay, next up, this one looks interesting. House of Snacks freeze-dried watermelon gummies.
Whoa.
What's a freeze-dried gummy? It was a gummy and then now it's like crispy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Okay, they put it in a freeze dryer.
And here's the thing, is I already looked and saw that it's like 9 pieces for 120 calories. There's no way you're going to eat 9 pieces of these.
No, but you know what's funny? I will go like a local farmer's market out at the beach. There's a girl who freeze dries all the candies, and I always buy all of them, and I can't, and my friend comes over and eats the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how she does it. Yeah, she will. Ooh.
Oh, love the sound.
Mmm, that's excellent.
Wow. This is not vegetarian, by the way.
Beef Who gelatin. Cares?
That is so amazing.
That's yummy.
It's like a sour, like sour patch, I don't know, like sour candy, whatever those things are called.
But I love how like airy and crispy it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was chewy and gummy, but so they put it in the air fryer, not the air fryer, the freeze dryer for like 2 days or something. Wait, listen. Good.
That's like
I could fall asleep to that. That was very satisfying.
I'll be over at 9.
I think we could probably sell that sound effect to like, you know, commercials.
That was excellent. Well chomped.
Wow.
You know, I got chills from that a little bit.
That's good. 9 pieces, 120 calories, 21 grams of sugar. It is sugar. House of Snacks, freeze-dried watermelon gummies.
But again, I don't know how anyone's going to eat 9. Like that just seems like they're so big. That like
one
9.
And done.
Yeah.
One and done. But I have to tell you, as far as freeze-dried candy goes, that may be my favorite.
Wow.
I really
have you
like
tried
it.
A lot?
I have. Because I go to the farmer's market and I buy them all. I've had like Big Hunk. I've had Snickers. I've had gummy bears. Lifesavers. She freeze-dries Lifesavers. They turn into these like, they look like the size of pool rafts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I try them all. I don't usually like them. Finally, Coochie Coo lollipops. Coochie Coo.
It's like you just tickled me.
Coochie Coo. That's a cute name.
Low, zero sugar.
Wait, what are they sweetened with?
I think it's just the actual fruit.
So really?
There's a bunch of flavors. I just pulled the Fuji apple, but I know you have a Fuji apple tree now, so I don't know if maybe you want the Fuji apple.
Yeah, what are the other flavors?
Yeah, there's no added sweetener. Well, hang on. It says iso.
She pulled it out.
I went to pull it off, and the stick is out.
The stick fell out.
They lose points for that.
Okay, wait. So it says isomalt oligosaccharides. Is that a sugar alcohol?
I don't know. There's no tall.
Citric acid, natural flavors.
It's pretty. I'm going to try to stick the stick back in.
Wait, we got to get different flavors.
I went with the grape.
All right, I've got pomegranate.
No, sorry.
Blueberry.
Blueberry lemon. Yeah, I thought it was grape because it's in grape color.
I put the stick back in. You know when something tastes like fake?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't love this. I made lollipops at home last week. I'm going to make a video with.
Oh, it's sour.
It's like lacking the sugar, the sweetness.
No, it has citric acid. It's not bad. It's definitely sweetened with something.
I mean, each pop is only 10 calories, though. That's pretty crazy.
I don't think I like them.
I want to see what this. Okay. Our non-GMO sugar-free formula is carefully crafted without other sweeteners. Hang on.
Gucci Coo.
It says we're committed to not using concentrated sweeteners or sugar alcohols like stevia and erythritol. Stevia is not
what
is in
it?
Sugar alcohol.
Yeah, no, this looks hideous. Look at that. That's the greens.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yeah, no, it just separates. It's fine.
Yeah. I just finished my boba.
I want to find out what this oligosaccharides is. I forget. I thought it was a fiber, but now I'm thinking it's a...
No, we didn't realize that was our last one. That was the
ultimate.
It was.
I know. I'm eating a pretzel because there's too many sweet things.
That's smart. Don't forget about your jalapeno cheddar cornbread.
No, that's lunch. That would be really good with like tuna.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can make little nachos out of them. Wait, are we waiting for info?
It's a... I mean, this seems like a sugar alcohol, but carbohydrates composed of a few monosaccharides, simple sugar, units linked together, found naturally in foods like veggies, fruits, and legumes.
I guess we could ask ChatGPT.
Has prebiotic properties.
Hmm. So they're healthy, right?
Yeah. So it's like that brand. I forgot what they're called, but they have lollipops too.
Not Zollipop?
No, it's like... Something eats, maybe? Good Eats?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know. They're okay. There was a lot of sweet things.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Ooh,
yeah.
And it was a bad day to skip, like, breakfast. I had some grapes.
Yeah.
So this is just like...
Oof. Unfortunately, you know, there is no, not yet at least, there's no refrigerated section or fruit section or anything. It's all snacks.
Couldn't you get a just add water and microwave something?
I don't even think there was any of that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You would have gotten it if there was.
Yeah, I would have found it, yeah. I mean, okay. It's basically just snacks at TJ Maxx and I'm there. Snacks at TJ Maxx and Home Goods. But that's it.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, how are you feeling?
Rady.
Rady? Okay, good, good. That's an appropriate adjective. Or is that an ad for... No, rady. Rady.
I just realized the song isn't TJ Maxx. It's TJ Maxx, maybe.
I think your head, like, you remember
it. Bring it up, bring it up. TJ Maxx commercial. Dana's probably dying right now because she probably knows it. And
this is from 2009.
I'm sure it's the same. It's been around for... TJ Maxx.
I never heard that. Never, ever in my life. How did that happen? I don't know. Okay, let's rate.
Okay.
All right. First on the list, we're starting with Home Goods. So this next list is Home Goods. Terrapin Ridge Farms Jalapeno Cheddar Cornbread Gourmet Crackers.
9.5.
Nice.
Yum-alish.
All right. Next up, we tried Austin Pretzel Co. in Kickin' Korean Barbecue.
9.
Nice.
Delicious. Little heat. New interesting flavor.
Yeah.
Then we tried 180 Degrees Smart Snacks Skinny Rice Bar with almonds and blueberries.
I'm so on the fence about this. I like it. I didn't love it. There's a time and place.
But your mom likes it.
I think she likes it with nothing in it. Mm. I'm giving them a 7.5. Is that bad?
No, it's perfect.
Okay.
That's exactly what they are, 7.5.
Yeah. It's hard to give it. It's a little like, you know, styrofoamy.
Mm-hmm. Then we tried Jody's Gourmet Popcorn, Simply Thin Popcorn, and Hot Honey.
You know, I think Jody is better than that. I think her other flavors are better.
Yeah.
I think 7.5.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was good. It was not amazing just because of like the lack of honey and the overly spicy flavor.
Yeah.
All right. I have high hopes for this one. Mandy's Old Fashioned Confections, Dark Chocolate Cookie Thins.
9.5.
All right, so, Mandy.
I love those. Mandy.
She came and she gave.
Without
taking, yeah.
Then we tried Toto Cinnamon Roll Ooey Gooey Cookie.
You know, as far as like a so-called healthy cookie with a little bit of protein, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm giving that a 9.
Nice.
How about Gotta Be Sweet by Amy B. Pickle Cotton Candy?
7.
What?
Is that too high?
I'm surprised, yes.
Well, because it's cotton candy. So yeah. I can't, it's good cotton candy. I just don't like cotton candy.
Right.
But if it was like weird cotton candy, I'd have to give it a low mark. But if people like cotton candy, they'll love this cotton candy.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know. TJ Maxx, Clean Simple Eats Super Greens Mix in Sweet Lemon.
Oh, you know, that's really not for me. I would say 6.5 because other people might like it. If it was just me rating for me, I'd say like 3.
I would say that, you know, I used to get the greens when those things first came out and only Whole Foods had those greens. They were so terrible, the taste. And that is much better. Like they've gotten really
okay, 7.
Better at the taste. And I thought that was a better one.
It actually didn't taste bad. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're right. 7.
Yeah.
And I think too, yeah, the price for greens.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, 7.5.
Wow.
Actually, your brother, Jamie, is the one who got me into those greens.
All right, 11. No, 7.5 is my final answer.
All right, moving on to Bobo's banana chocolate chip oat bites.
8. I love them. I would give them a 10 if it was just based on flavor, but I have to add in like bang for your calorie buck, so it knocks it down a little bit.
But your sister likes them.
That's why I gave him such a high score.
All right, the GFB, gluten-free Brothers Bites in dark chocolate and peanut butter.
Those are too good to not give a 9. Wow. They're just so good. I will go back and finish that.
I'm going to give them a 10, and I'm going to request that I can take the bag home.
You can.
Thank you.
You can. Granted. Although I would eat those. You take
well,
that back.
Well, I mean, I can go to TJ Maxx and get, I mean, they were, what, like not, $4? I mean.
I would not wish that on you.
You sure?
Back in the line. No, you take it.
I must say, the TJ Maxx line, so I said the HomeGoods line was about 15 minutes. The TJ Maxx line was about 20 to 30 minutes. And I went to, this is actually good, this might be a stock tip. And I'm not an insider, so I'm not doing anything illegal. I asked the lady, I'm like, wow, because it was middle of the day. It was like 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, right? It should be empty. It was packed. And I said to the lady, like, this is crazy for this time of day. She's like, oh no, this is all day long, every day.
Which
Saturday
TJ
through
Maxx?
The one over here in Fall. But she's like, it's all, she works, she's like, I work at a bunch of other ones too. Like, so they move her around. She's like, they're all like this. And I'm like, I should buy stock in TJ Maxx because if they're always this busy, they're obviously making a ton of money.
Clearly.
Yeah. Although their margins might be low because they're selling things so cheap.
I don't know. I don't know enough about that, but I don't know. But I like TJ Maxx.
Let's bring it back to the snacks. Okay. Dulzura Coconut Snack Minis. This is like the coconut bites.
6.
Okay.
I didn't really like those.
Yeah.
Dulzura. Weird name, too. Mm-hmm.
Tidbits Chocolate Fudge Brownie Macaroons.
Those were really yummy. I'm going to say 8 for those. All I enjoyed them.
Then we tried House of Snacks freeze-dried watermelon gummies.
For a freeze-dried gummy.
Oh, I thought you were saying 4.
Oh, no!
For a freeze-dried gummy, it was excellent. I'm going to give it a 9. Wow. I've never thought that I did not ever think I would give a freeze-dried candy a 9, but they get a 9.
Nice. Yeah.
Last on the list, Coochie-Coo lollipops. You can't say it without saying it like that.
I have a feeling Jamie likes these a lot.
Coochie-Coo. No, actually, I didn't.
Really?
But I don't, okay. It's only because I don't really eat lollipop. Like, I feel like if I did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, Jamie would have loved that.
Okay. How about you? Just kidding. 7.5.
I remember you used to come home. We used to live by that diet store.
Oh, no.
And you would come home with those lollipops that you would, that would suppress appetites.
So they were these round appetite, and they were like painful. They had like bumps in them. And so as you ate it, it would like tear up your mouth. I think that was why you couldn't eat afterward because your mouth hurt so bad.
Ever.
I used to eat them like twice a day.
Wait, was that the one in Sherman Oaks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I can feel right now. Like, talk about like sensory memory. I can feel that.
That was the store that introduced me to shirataki noodles.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day.
What was that guy's name?
Jim. Mm. And then there was Will.
Will is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
He was like, Lisa, you have to try these noodles. These 10 calorie noodles, right?
What happened was, no, I remember the story. We were going to do like, this was before we had any partnerships. Mm-hmm. They were like, we really like what you do. Would you like do like Hungry Girl approved things on our website? And I was like, yeah, why not? So they put up the page and it had all the things that I usually buy there. And then on that page were these noodles. And I said, what are these crazy noodles that are in my approved section? And they said, oh, you don't know those? I thought they were approved by you. You need to try them. And they gave me some.
Wow.
The rest is history.
That's crazy.
First thing I did was put Laughing Cow on them and mind blown.
There was something else there that was like a really big thing, and maybe it was a Hungry Girl thing. It was like a frozen dessert, like a pastry or something. Wasn't there like, I don't think it was something else. I can't remember now.
I had a lot of experiences there. Yeah. I remember some weird stuff.
Anyway.
Let's not go into it.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. I remember the 2-calorie candy. Do you remember the 2-calorie candy?
Yes, I do.
It was like these tins and the flavors were like strawberry cheesecake, banana muffin. And they were just these teeny tiny little hard candies with 2 calories each and like fake sweetener.
Yeah. My mom would eat those. Yeah. They were okay. They weren't bad. And they had all like the low chocolate, the whatever the
Chocolite.
Chocolite. Yeah. They were good, actually. You loved those.
Love-hate relationship.
Memories.
Yep. Anyway.
This was a good episode. Are we giving anything away?
I should point out we got a ton of pictures of fall foliage from people.
Oh, can we see some right now? Will you post them on the page?
Yeah, I can post them on the page.
That's what we asked for?
Yeah.
It'd be weird if we didn't.
Yeah.
And just suddenly people were sending him foliage.
Yeah, because remember, we don't get fall here. And so it was a fall haul.
Oh, we got a lot?
Yeah, quite a few.
Nice.
So
let's ask for money now.
Yeah. I probably have already picked the winner, but I haven't picked it as of the airing of this episode. I mean, as of the recording of this episode. But
okay.
I'll post the winner, although it's random, but I'll post the winner.
Okay.
How about that?
Sounds good. Excellent.
But yeah, for this one.
Oh, Halloween costumes. Anything that was fun that you wore on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, because it's this post on the 20, a week from Wednesday. So I think it posts like a couple days before Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Oh, post before Halloween?
Yeah. So wait until after, you know, unless you go to a Halloween costume party and beforehand. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. 805-380-8075.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Mikey. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Lisa.
You guys are the best. Didn't Mikey do a good job?
He did. He always does.
Thank you so much.
Even when there's misses, it's like he still thoughtfully selects them.
Good.
Thank you. My job is done here then, I guess. I'm going to go home and...
Eat bonbons.
Eat those, whatever they are, the balls.
I'll be flying if I have those.
I'm Lisa Lilly, and also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. From cauliflower rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. All snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Ever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. The podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa. But mostly they chew, yeah.